In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD, Gary Renza. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Andy. Good to talk to you.
You know, and to talk with you, we will, and this is the most I've ever spoken with you. I've passed by your chair at Michael Roberts Salon about a billion times, right?
Exactly.
On my
Over
way
the years,
to,
absolutely.
Yes, on my way to John Baji's chair. And I shake your hand and I say hello, but I've never had this long a conversation, so this is kind of a treat for me.
Me too, Andy.
You do a lot of stuff. You're not just, like I say, a hairstylist at Michael Roberts. You're a kung fu instructor as well, true?
That's true. I teach kung fu and tai chi, yes.
Wow, and you're in a couple of bands. It takes a lot of discipline to do any one of these. Where did that come from?
They're all passions that I have. And when you find something in life that you have a passion for, time isn't a factor anymore.
Yeah, kind of slows down time, doesn't it?
Yeah, you find time for these things.
Well, you find time, and does your significant other allow you to spend all your time out of the house with all your your different passions?
Marianne is very much supportive of me, and in fact, she's quite a singer as well, so she understands the commitment that music demands.
She understands the artist mentality, right?
Yes.
The reason you're here is because you have revisited a band that you were in back in the 80s. Starfire. Tell me a little bit about Starfire, how it happened.
My younger brother, Roy, who's been the drummer in all of the bands over the years, and he and I have been playing together since we were little boys. So we formed bands over the years, and the band Reality was really the first band that did anything, so to speak. We played lots and lots of nightclubs mm-hmm. and were very, very busy. And that band, it was actually the same members of what formed Starfire. We had taken a break from Reality at one point in the late 70s, and we decided to do more originals. The members, by the way, of the band are my brother Roy Renza on the drums, Rick Schulman on the keyboards and vocals, and John P. on the bass guitar and vocals, and I play the guitar and I sing. So the four of us formed Starfire in the early 80s, and so we spent a good portion of 1981 to 1982 recording our originals. And what you're going to hear today is a result of that. So these songs were literally 32, 34 years old.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD from the band Starfire, Gary Renza. Now, were these other guys in the band just waiting by the phone for you to call 30 years later? Reignite, if you will, Starfire?
You know, you say things happen for a reason, and you hear
sure.
that over the years. But it's really true. And in this case, Roy and I formed a band about 3 years ago called The Force. And we play cover music, classic rock covers. At one of our Force gigs, all of a sudden, Roy and I see John P., the bass player, at one of our jobs. We haven't connected in over 30 years. And he just came to see us because on Facebook he saw that we were together again, and he wanted to reconnect. So we connected with John through that venue. And then we're playing another gig, and Rick Schulman shows up, not knowing that John already did that.
All right, okay.
So this is an isolated incident here. And so we reconnected with Rick as well. So needless to say, those two guys sat in at jobs with us, with The Force, and that sort of morphed into, well, why don't we start playing some of our originals as Starfire, along with some covers once in a while. We all feel that these songs are really timeless. You know, music is timeless. And I just thought that these songs deserved a listen to so other people can appreciate them as well as we did.
It is a young person's game, the music business, as we know, right? What are you doing differently now, the second time around for Starfire, that you didn't do 30 years ago? What kind of mistakes have you corrected?
I think we've all grown as individuals. We're matured now to a point where we don't have the drama anymore.
Yeah, take that out of the equation. That's true. That's true. The egos,
yeah,
maybe, the egos.
Exactly. And I think of these songs as grandchildren now instead of children. You know, when you're a parent, you have
that's
a...
Right.
You have a certain responsibility, and now when you're a grandparent, that responsibility lessens. And I that's how I feel with these songs.
Sure, they're like grandkids. You know, if they start causing trouble, you just call the parents and have them come pick them up. Okay, we're done here. Young people, they know about social media, Gary. Are you hip to the social media?
Absolutely. We
where can we
are
find you?
All over Facebook.
And the band's name, by the way, is Starfire, right? Two R's?
Correct. That's right.
You have upcoming gigs for The Force, which is your cover band, or for the original band Starfire? Gigs coming up?
We have, The Force is busy just about every weekend. So we have a gig at the Hudson Room tomorrow. That's in Peekskill, a beautiful venue. As far as Starfire, Starfire is going to get together in the near future to do some more recordings.
And we'll be keeping an eye out for that. And when Starfire does do live, let us know. Hope we can help by playing your song, Gary, called That's Not How I Planned It, okay?
Thank you, Andy.
One of the original Starfire songs. Let's hear it now. The band is Starfire. The guy is Gary Renza, by the way. If you want your hair done beautifully, go to Michael Roberts and ask for Gary or John. Say hi to the gang back at Michael Roberts, Gary, and thanks for coming on the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD.
Thanks for having me, Andy.